Here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, weather with you, coming up to 24 minutes past 4 o'clock on this Monday afternoon. Let's get on with the show, because we heard last week how this year's Poppy Appeal has now begun. Well, now a group of musicians are commemorating the campaign, and a song has been written called Remember Poppy Day. The lyrics have been written by a man from Woking called Chris Grace. Chris, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Tell us about the song and how it came to be made. We'll play a bit of it, obviously, in a moment, but just tell us about it, first of all.
Well, I've been watching all the Battle of Britain programmes on the television, and it really brought home the sacrifices made by people in the war. It really hit me in a way it hadn't done before, because so often people don't really talk about the past. And I was looking at a painting of a poppy field, painting by one of my artists. I run the Surrey Artists website.
Okay.
And it really brought the two things together, and I started to get inspired and wrote this poem, Remember Poppy Day. And I know a world-class musician called Ollie Wedgwood, and I sent him the lyrics, and he's done an absolutely superb job putting together a really emotional delivery to some words that I think really sort of touch people. And we're hoping that it's going to make people think a bit more about the sacrifices of people, and maybe donate a bit more when they buy their poppies.
Good for you. It's not an easy subject to write a song about, isn't it? And you have written the lyrics. Just how difficult was it for you to come up with the prose for this?
Well, it was very emotional. I've had very mixed emotions, because I've got great pride in what we've achieved, but I don't deny that I and a number of people listening to the song have been brought close to tears, because it's an extremely emotional thing. But the thing is that unless you get emotionally involved, you don't really fully appreciate what people have done. So I think that is one of the reasons why we wanted to have such a big impact.
And what kind of a response have you had to the song so far?
Well, it's just been released, and this is going to be the first airing, so I'd be very interested to hear people's feedback on it.
Oh, let's find out then. Let's play the song, and we'll come and have a bit more of a chat in a moment.
I remember when I was young, a strange day in a crowded town. Everyone is rushing, then a bell. People stood like statues and silence fell. Buses halted, although planes still flew. A factory stopped, and offices too. Then I heard my mother say, remember, this is Poppy Day. We all live such hectic lives these days, as we rush around and round, forgetting it's Poppy Day. And if we should forget those so still in the ground, so take a minute of your life to remember. A minute so much less than the years of their lives they gave me and you, and remember survivors and their tears. At 11 o'clock and I rush to a meeting, forget to think of those who fought in the war. Cannon fires at the armistice service is just a distant roar which I ignore. There's a man from a different generation, not in a rush like you and me. He fought and his side won the war, but he's not thinking of victory. He's thinking of the loss of many men, he remembers, never see again. So young, brave and scared, they died in the wars, comrades fighting for a common cause. We all live such hectic lives these days, as we rush around and round, forgetting it's Poppy Day. And if we should forget those so still in the ground, so take a minute of your life to remember. A minute so much less than the years of their lives they gave for me and you, and remember the survivors and their
tears. It really talks about the war,
dust speak about the horrors that he saw. Dead are victims, but so is he. There's no such thing as a victory. Remember wars they have to side. Remember the enemy who died. Sad thing about the great victory. Had to kill people like him, you and me. So remember the dead and the survivors. So remember the dead and the survivors. And their tears.
That's Remember Poppy Day, written by Chris Grace, who is on the programme with you now. Chris, well done. A very, very powerful and poignant song, I think it's fair to say. Well done. You must be delighted.
I'm very pleased. And in fact, I realise you didn't have time to play it all, but the last bit, it actually goes up tempo and really says that, you know, after all the sadness, you know, remember to be happy, because that's why they died for us. The people that died wouldn't want you to carry on mourning for them. So, to by all means, think about them and then sort of try and get on with your life and lead it to the full. And we're lucky we are able to.
I think you paraphrase it very well in the song. We all live such hectic lives these days, and it is quite a job, isn't it, to convince people and to remind people that Poppy Day is needed every year. And this song is helping people to do that, isn't it?
It is, and in fact, one of the reasons why I wrote it was that actually I personally felt quite guilty that I know in the past I've very rarely stopped to remember Poppy Day, and I think it's because of you know, the working environment we've all got. I've worked in business for well over 20 years, and I can't remember once anyone ever stopping. I know in other places there's a totally different culture and people involved in church organisations and things like that, scouts and guides, that they probably you know, will think, what am I talking about? But certainly in big business, life goes on. The big wheels of commerce rule.
And have you ever visited Flanders Fields or the cemeteries over there?
I haven't, no.
Well, I can actually give you some personal experience here. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I indeed went across there, and we visited places like Ypres and the Hooge Krater and Passchendaele, and it really is an emotional place to go and visit. And it, you know, just going there and just standing and just thinking, just for a few seconds in silence, and we all need to pay tribute, don't we? We all need to stop, at least at some point. We don't have to do it exactly on the right moment, but we do need to stop and think, don't we, on the 11th?
We do, but I think one thing I've noticed in the past is that when I've actually stopped for the minute silence, I'm more thinking, or the 2 minute silence, I'm more thinking about all the people around me and thinking of them. And I think it's very difficult to actually visualise and get yourself emotionally involved. And I think that's one of the reasons why I think that the song has value, is that it actually makes you stop and think about it, and then it means a lot more.
Absolutely. And if people want to find out more about this song, do you have a website?
We do. It's rememberpoppyday.com, and there's actually six songs on the site where the proportion of the proceeds are going to the Poppy Appeal, 20%, and also the artist that did the painting, she's supporting the Alzheimer's Society. So there's if you'd like to go onto the site, there's a video there with all the words and the lyrics and a lot of information. And also there's an event taking place on the 11th of November in Weybridge. Details on the website, rememberpoppyday.com.
Chris, thank you very much for sharing your song with us this afternoon, and good luck with selling this song and making some money and reminding people all about Poppy Day. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Simon.
That's Chris Grace. Coming up to 28 minutes before...